The reading comes from Joshua. We're in the book of Joshua at the moment. We've got some great things that have been said to us. The reading's from Joshua chapter 6, 2 to 5, and then 7, 10 to 13. And you will know very well the story that I'm going to talk about when the sermon comes. So Joshua 6, 2 to 5. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Make 7 priests carry trumpets of ram horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, make all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the people will go up, every man straight in." Joshua 7. The Lord said to Joshua, "Stand up. What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen, they have lied, they have put them with their own possessions. That is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turn their backs and run because they have been made liable to destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction. Go, consecrate the people. Tell them, consecrate yourselves in preparation for tomorrow. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. That which is devoted is among you, O Israel. You cannot stand against your enemies until you remove it." This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Well, thank you to everyone who is working so hard to make everything work. And obviously, there are issues when computers freeze, the cabling is still being upgraded, all sorts of things are happening. Well done to everybody for persevering in praise and worship to God. We are ironing out the teething problems. And that's what Joshua had to do. He had to iron out some teething problems with the people of Israel. And the readings that I gave, chapter 6 is full of praise and victory. Jericho, the walls come tumbling down. It's taken really, really easily. And yet in chapter 7, it seems that God has left them. And they are routed from the second city, which was Ai, and 36 Aians actually routed the whole of Israel, and they fell on their faces, and they lost the battle. So there's great success followed by great sadness, great unsuccess, whatever the word is. Do you know, at the moment, I'm sleeping a lot at the moment. I don't think I've been as tired as this for a long time, and the words are leaving me. The words, I can't make the connections about the right words. So great success and unsuccess. Failure. Oh, yes, I've got a name for my, a title for my sermon. It's Jericho Seized by Faith, Ai, They Fell by Failure. Did you like that? Jericho, they seized by faith, but Ai, they fell by failure. Now, every child, and I'm a child at heart, am I the only one? No, I hope not. Every child loves a shoot 'em up movie or TV series. Well, at least I did. It's good versus bad. There's lots of noise. It's full of action. And especially, I guess, it's the boys that like that. Are there ladies here who like kind of shoot 'em up? No lady. Oh, Jenny, well done, Jen. My sister always supports me. Thank you, Jenny. There's one lady who likes a shoot-em-up movie. But I loved those movies as a kid. You know, I really loved them. And at 58, that's my age today. I obviously look it after the last 3 months. At 58, I still love those types of movies. And if you think about it, in our lifetime, cinema, TV technology has grown beyond measure, hasn't it? You actually feel that you're in a space war, or you feel you're on another world. It is so realistic, particularly with 3D cinema. And in a way, this is pretty pretty true of the Bible. You see, the Bible is the true story of the trials and tribulations of good versus evil, its effect on people, and the Bible is the same today. Some of the Bible stories are the best shoot 'em up stories ever. Agreed? Noah and the whole flooding of the earth. You can't get a bigger catastrophe or a bigger shoot 'em up movie than Noah and the flooding of the earth. Then we have Moses and the Ten Commandments and everything that happened in Egypt and the miracles coming out of Egypt and going across the Red Sea and the parting. My goodness, it is a real shoot 'em up. And then all the chariots of Pharaoh come behind and they get drowned in it. It's incredible. And you know, they've done a load of archaeology and they have found chariots under the sea. I don't know if you knew that, but they have, because these things are true stories and archaeology catches up with the truth and tends to confirm it. And then you've got the spiritual battles, haven't you? It's not just physical battles. You've got the spiritual battles in the spiritual realm. You might remember the story of the archangel Gabriel, who got held up for 21 days by the demon prince of Persia from bringing a message to Daniel. Do you remember that story? Yes, spiritual battles where even the angels are fighting and warring and can be held up from delivering a message to Daniel. The list goes on. The Bible expresses the spiritual war battles and how they play out on earth. And of course, we live in these times today. There is so much more to come in the end times as the battles intensify towards the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as a kid, even though I wasn't a Christian, we all learned about Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. And it's one of my favorite stories in the Bible. And I'm sure you know the song. Any chance to sing? Joshua bought... Oh, my opportunity now, blew it. Let's do that again on the count of three. One, two, three. Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho. Jericho, Jericho, Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, and the walls came a-tumbling down. Yay! Oh, so today's message I've called this, Jericho seized by faith, but the second city, Ai, they fell by failure. Now, it's great that we've got our screen up. And again, that's too small, isn't it? We're practicing. Again, that is a bit too small, so we won't worry too much about the picture. But the little red shows the campaign that the Israelites took when they entered Canaan to take the city. And their starting place was Hittim. It's actually spelled S-H-I-T-T-I-M, but it's pronounced Hittim. It's just like in Spanish, you say, yo hablo, hablo, yo hablo español, or yo hablo. You drop the H because it's silent. And this is Hittim, it's not with the S. Now, Helena, 25 years ago, she had this reading to deliver, and she didn't check with anybody. And with great gusto from the pulpit, she read it, and she put the emphasis on the S as big as she could, and out came a pretty bad word, and we were all shocked, but there it was in writing, and she said it with such confidence that we all felt that that's the way it should be said, but it wasn't. It should be, they set out from Hittim, and the first city they came to was Jericho. And we know that story. The second city they came to is just in the middle of those two crosses, is Ai. And there's some amazing stories that happened. So starting first with Jericho, you will remember that in Joshua 1:9, last week's sermon, God said to Joshua, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous?" You remember that sermon? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Is that not a message that we receive? Is that not something that we said, yet last week we're going to be strong and courageous? But boy, was I discouraged this morning. You know, we're up on the gantry, fixing this and fixing that. It's so easy, is it not, so easy to get discouraged when things don't work out the way you think they should work out. You know, I've been living in this building, as I said last week, I know every nut and bolt, I know every fault, and some of them we are fixing very fast, like this middle trench. Next week we'll be able to sit in these chairs, that trench is so strong, the wires are all under it from the sound desk to the stage, we'll be able to sit on it. The screen is getting better and better, and when we've painted special paint on the back of that screen, we're going to have a real surprise, because it's going to be like a cinema. In fact, it's going to be better than the cinema. Things are improving, but we must not be, I must not be discouraged. Amen. If I'm, if I look discouraged, then pray for me like someone did this morning. It was a great prayer and it all started to work. Come and give me a hug or come and slap me around the face. Do not be discouraged, Chris. Don't you dare. She's waited a long time to do that. Now, Jericho is known as the world's oldest city. Did you know that? It's an amazing city. It's known as the world's oldest city. It was a walled city, and it was built on a tell. And what is a tell? We're going to see whether this works. Yes, that is the tell. In the middle, that is a piece of raised land. It's built on a tell, and a tell is, it's like a hill. Or in ancient times, what they did is they built a city. When it started crumbling and falling down, they demolished parts of it and they made that the hardcore, and then they built on top of the house they just demolished. And they did that, and so this tell thing would actually, and that is actually Jericho, the tell would actually grow up and it'd become a small hill. And they would be building up on top of it. And if you think about that, that does not make a very strong or sure foundation, does it? They're building on rubble. It might look good, it might look strong, but actually the foundation is not firm at all. And we all know the story of Joshua. And there it is, we can read it. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I've delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. I think this is where we get the idea of prayer walking from. Let's go out and let's march around the city. Let's march around the building. Let's pray. Let's be active with God. But march around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Make 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, make all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the people will go up, every man straight in. Now, can you shout? Can you give a loud shout? Let's see what this building sounds like with a loud shout. So all we want to do is just go shout. Can you do that? Can we do that together? Exercise our lungs. So on the count of three, shout! Whoa. That was scary and powerful. Thank God that this is built on a sure foundation, that it's consecrated unto the Lord, and the walls haven't come tumbling down. Amen. Now, I kind of take the Bible literally, you know this, and I think that the Bible and science come together, and I think science can have rational reasons as to what is happening here at Jericho. And I thought I'd share with you some of my thoughts about this today. And if we go to the text, we need to think about Jericho being built on a tell. Jericho being built on rubble, and it's got higher and higher, and it's not really a firm foundation. So the first thing we notice is the armed men marched around the city once a day for 6 days. On the 7th day, 7th priests carried trumpets in front of the ark, and on the 7th day, they marched around the city 7 times, the priests blew trumpets, And then all the people gave a loud shout. Well done. And then what happened? The walls fell down. And Joshua and the people, they all did this by faith. What a weird thing to do. They didn't know about science. They didn't know about earth tremors. They didn't know about sound waves. They didn't know about frequencies, that everything resonates with a frequency. They received the word of the Lord, and they did all of this by faith. The people, they're following the law of God. They're not looking left or right. They are doing what the Lord commanded them to do. And what great success they had. Actually, it was a really simple battle. Really simple to get the walls down. Just the shock of everything falling in, they went straight in and they won the city. It was an odd thing to do. They did it by faith and they had great success. So, how did this happen? Is it a true story? Well, I think it's absolutely true. God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God knows everything about everything. And what I think happened is the walls fell down due to concrete scientific principles. Concrete scientific principles. And after all, God made the scientific principles. He knew how to bring down those walls, and he knew exactly what they needed to do that. So first, as I've told you, they were built on an unsure foundation, built on a weak foundation. Second, marching around once a day for 6 days in unison, that's what marching is, isn't it? You march in unison. They had all the weight of their armor on them, and thousands and thousands of men marching around, heavy weights. What happens to the ground? Well, I thought of two examples. It was a bit like the now old but new London Walking Bridge. Do you remember that? The London Walking Bridge. People tend to synchronize their walking. And as they're walking over the bridge, they tended to synchronize, and the bridge started to vibrate and bounce, and it had to be strengthened, didn't it? Do you remember that? It had to be strengthened to stop it vibrating. And everything has a frequency. Ground waves, they travel through the ground, or air waves, which is why you're hearing me. It's because, quite simply, I'm vibrating the air. I'm vibrating the molecules. You're hearing those vibrations, and you are receiving it as speech, okay? And imagine the ground waves of a heavy marching army in unison, shaking that ground, making it more unstable. It's a bit like a heavy lorry going past your house. What happens when a heavy lorry goes up the street? Well, my windows rattle, yeah? Do your windows rattle? It's the vibration causing the whole building to actually vibrate. And then on the seventh day is the critical day. Now they march around Jericho 7 times, and now they're blowing trumpets, and there's a massive shout. We'll try that again. There is a massive shout. Oh, can you hear that echoing as it's coming back and vibrating off the walls? And it's this combination of the ground waves shaking and the sound waves hitting the walls, creating vibrations in the walls. This combination caused the wall to fall down. That's what I think happened. That is the science of Jericho when you study it from a scientific point of view. And it's a bit like the opera singer who sings at the right frequency to the glass. It vibrates more and more, and then it shatters. And if you're in doubt about that, have a look at this. Here we go. I'm just going to do it to the lies. That's what's showing, but I don't know why it's not working. We did it, guys, didn't we? It worked before, but it's not working now. And am I showing my frustration? What do you do when I get frustrated? You pray for me and then you slap me. Do not be discouraged. It's not going to do it. What a shame. What a shame. That's 8 hours worth of work there. Gone in a... No, it wasn't. But that was a real picture. And it, this guy is singing at the glass. And then eventually the glass just shatters. Because that is the frequency that's being hit. So you see, doing things God's way, even if they didn't understand it. And I don't think Joshua and the army understood what God was about. They just did it by faith, and they trusted God. So even if they didn't understand, following God brings great success. And they took Jericho by faith. Now, Jericho, out of interest, means a place of fragrance. It means a city of the moon. And Jericho, I think, is still there today, isn't it? Or at least Jesus went walked to Jericho, didn't he? There was a road to Jericho, and it was around in Jesus' day. So that was chapter, if I've got my chapters right, that was chapter 6. They've heard from the Lord. They're following God. They do it his way. The walls come tumbling down. They have great success. But when you read the whole story, the Lord had told them, when you plunder the city, when you go and take everything, all of the things of value, the gold and the silver, the precious stones and the metals, all of these things are to come into the Lord's storehouse. They're to come into the treasury of the Lord. That was the condition. One condition. It's a bit like Adam in the garden. One condition, don't eat. What does he do? He eats. So one man, Adam, brought sin into the whole world. And unfortunately, there was one man called Achan. One man called Achan. And Achan, and this is known as the sin of Achan, he didn't heed the word of the Lord. As he's going and he's seeing the gold and the silver and the precious stones, temptation through his eyes comes. He picks it up. There's one for the Lord. And then there's one for me. And what he did was he took some of the Lord's plunder and he put it into his own house. And Joshua didn't know this. Joshua did not know what had happened. And Joshua comes to the second city, which is Ai. Better late than never. Someone was praying. So to finish this off, I'm not looking massively at the sin of Achan, but just to show how one person can actually bring a whole nation down, how one person can actually frustrate the plans and the future of God. And this man, Achan, had taken the gold and the silver. He'd kept it in his tent. He'd gone against the command of God. And Joshua didn't know about this. And so he goes off to win the second city. Joshua's acting by faith. The army go up. They're going to seize Ai. But something amazing happened. I think it's just 36 Aians. I didn't know how else to say that. 36 Aians defeated the army of Israel and routed them or routed them, caused them to fail in the taking of this city. And Joshua is left confused, but he quickly realizes that something has happened. God has left them. God was with them at Jericho, but he left them at Ai. Something has happened. He inquires of the Lord. He has his own thoughts about it. And he realizes that there's sin in the house of Israel. And so he does a bit of an investigation. They discover Achan and they discover the gold and the silver and a Babylonian garment. And this is Old Testament. Thank God we live in the New Testament. But Achan is put to death. It was that serious. Achan is put to death for his sin. and everything is taken away from him. And it's really interesting that Achan's name, I've got it here somewhere. Achan's name means this, one who troubles. I keep telling you, every word of the Bible means something. When you come across a name, look it up. Go onto Google, what does the Jewish name Achan mean? And Achan means one who troubles. He was a troublemaker, and he certainly caused a lot of trouble. Through his sin, they lost the first battle of Ai. And in that sense, they have to reboot themselves. Like we rebooted our service, didn't we? We switched everything off and we rebooted it, and then we started again. After Achan is gone, Joshua reboots it. God is now with them again, and they go and seize Ai, and then they take the rest of the country. And Achor actually died in the valley. Achan actually was stoned to death in the valley of Achor. And Achor is a very fitting name for this whole event, because Achor means muddy, turbid, gloomy, and dejected. Muddy, turbid, gloomy. So this man of trouble who caused trouble ended up in a muddy, turbid, gloomy, dejected place. We don't want that here, do we? Thank God there is grace. And if any one of us sins, God's grace covers the sin, and we forgive one another, we stay in unity, we reboot ourselves, and we start again. But we have to do that. We, as the people of God who are taking this land, who are going out into this area, who are bringing the blessing of God spiritually to bring people to Jesus, we need to be of one mind, of one heart. We need to be in unity. And we need to be very quick if we have a bad attitude. We need to be very quick if we're full of gossip. Or we need to be very quick if we're negative. I need to be very quick if I'm disheartened to bounce back to God and to say, I'm sorry, God, to reboot and then to carry on, because the purpose that God has called us to is so much bigger than my own individual preferences, my own individual problems. Amen. We need to, as we said last week, shore one another up. We need to stand alongside one another. We need to, in love, speak into people's lives if we see something's happening. So if I'm discouraged, you have permission to pray for me, but not to hit me. That's because some of you have got a big punch, I'm sure. So to conclude on this, because our time is gone, we need to be people of faith, following the way of God, to be the blessing that God wants us to be in this whole region. If any of us, and the lesson from Achan is this, if any of us are struggling in some way, if we've got an issue about something that's happening, then we need to deal with it. We might need to talk to a trusted friend, not in a gossiping way, but actually in a seeking the Lord way, so that we can come to a place of repentance and forgiveness, that we can stay in unity, because we must be the people of God, each one being salt to the world outside. And God wants all of us to do this. It's not just the prerogative of the church leaders or the council. We are all priests serving a holy God. You remember that sermon? It's all of our responsibility to be salt in the neighborhood. And it truly is. Therefore, if any of us are struggling, let's sort it out. Talk to someone. Come and talk to me. Whatever you need to do to get the issues dealt with, forgiven, moving on in unity, then we need to do that. Because we want success, not just at Jericho. We want success at AI and beyond. We want success, not just in this area of Montesinos. We want success in Algorfa. We want success in Casado. We want success in Orihuela Costa. We want to be a people who is literally sending this gospel out in power, because the Lord has promised us in closing. The Lord has promised us, hasn't he, that if we are strong, if we are courageous, he will be with us. If we follow his ways, not turning from the left or to the right, he will give us the land. He will bless us. And of course, this is the story we've looked at today, and we need to maintain it. Unity, one fellowship, one God, one Spirit, one salt. Amen. God bless you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for what has been a great service. I hope everyone has found it to be a great service. Lord, thank you for the patience of your people. Thank you for the skills of the people who have been working to make this happen. Father, we pray for that unity of the Spirit, that every single one of us would act as your priests, going out into the world to be the salt, to make people thirsty for Jesus. That is why we're here. That's why you've sent us. You have a plan and a purpose. And in a way, the story of Jericho and Ai is our next step. This is now about going out and taking hold of the land which you've set before us. You have the plan and the way of doing it. Help us, Lord, to walk in it. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.